Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about hallelujah, the pressure is off. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Leviticus 26, 1 through 46, Psalm 31, 1 through 8, Proverbs 7, 6, 7, and 8, and Mark 8, 22 through 9, 1. Again, we're going to be talking about hallelujah, the pressure is off. Our focal passage today is going to be Mark chapter 8, verse 35 and 36, which says, "For whosoever wants to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life because of me and the gospel will save it. For what does a man profit? Did he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Strive not so much to succeed as to do the right thing. I remember a pastor once said that he was addressing a group of ministers in Atlanta, Georgia, happens to be where my daughter lives, on pitfalls of the ministry. This pastor told this group of men the story about his own failures, which at the time amounted to a great many, and it said this: "The lesson that I had learned from my failures is that I don't have to succeed. I have to do the right thing under God's guidance and leave success and failure into His hands." One of the ministers came up to the pastor afterwards and said, "I'm a pastor of one of the largest churches in this area and regarded by my peers as one of the most successful ministers in my denomination. But today you have helped me to overcome the greatest pressure in my life, the pressure to succeed." In the early days of this pastor's ministry, before he began speaking in the context of the group setting, addressing pastors and such, he says he was extremely success-oriented, and when he succeeded, he felt good, but when he failed, he felt devastated. Then God said to him, and he spoke to him in quite blunt one day, and says, "Are you willing to be a failure?" The question shook the pastor, he said, very rigidly. And it was a whole week before he found a sufficient grace to answer the question with a yes. And when this pastor said, "When I chose to do so, I was instantly released from the two things that had crippled my life and ministry: the pressure to succeed and the fear of failure. Now, what matters is not succeeding or failing, but being true to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Success and failure are in His hands." This pastor said, "I am not on the way to success, I am on the way." What a difference. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, the more we think about it, the more exciting it is. You have given us such security. I can stand anything because I can use everything, and you will get the glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at John 10, 1 through 10, 2 Corinthians 1, 21, 2 Corinthians 9, 8, and Ephesians 3, 20, and keep these two questions in mind. What does the thief seek to do? And two, what does Christ bring to us? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I hope to see you on the next trail ride.